Hello, audio boo. Well, I've just been to the opticians, and coming back from the opticians, I had the opportunity to, rather than walk along the chaotic road as rush hour starts to kick in for Friday, I have the option of coming down the stairs and wandering beside the Long Eaton Canal. I do love living here. So, this is the location that I thought this would make a really good Boo Street. So it was interesting how I got to the bottom of the stairs. My brain automatically kicked in and went, oh, audio boo. So fired it up and here you are. Audience is still a big focus of what I'm doing at the moment. Audience in terms of trying to understand how that relates to my social media practice. So I've been to a couple of sessions that help you understand how to apply for Arts Council funding. It's called the Arts for All programme, and it has a 6-week turnaround, so it's not like these big funds that you have to wait for, see if you've won in comparison to loads of other people who are applying for the same fund. It's a big fund, it's a rolling fund, and you can apply at any time in the year. You just need to apply 6 weeks before your event actually takes place, because it takes 6 weeks to evaluate and let you know if you've had the money or not. There is that fact that you might not get it, so probably don't lead it right up to the event, but I've kind of edging my bets a little bit in some ways that I'll still be able to do something if I don't have full funds, especially at the moment where I'm trying to be quite experimental with my practice. And it's a lot more about asking people who are already developing audiences what it means to be audience. So it might sound a little bit circular, but I tend to find that just like web designers never update their own websites and doctors make the worst patients, audience developers tend not to make the best audiences. So that's part of the conversations I'm trying to have with people too, especially as we're going into digital, that there's all of this digital stuff that's going on, and you're starting to see digital and touchscreen and interaction and participation being talked about in the same way that in the business arena you hear people talking about communication and collaboration. In the art arena, there tends to be participation, engagement, immersion. And a lot of the people who talk about that, when I talk to them about what their experiences are and what their backgrounds are, a lot of it doesn't include much participation, immersion, or engagement with anything else. So my argument is, well, let's get together, let's play with the technologies that's out there, and especially with the arts arena, there isn't the big budgets that you get in business to allow you to do some research and development. So the research and development, I'm trying to include the Arts Council in that discussion to see if I can get some money to do something a little bit more official. But in the meantime, I'm pushing through these very small projects, which tend to be via Google Hangout. So I don't have to go anywhere. I can do them from home. And I'm having a host at the venue, I'm having a host online, which tends to be me. We have seats for 8 people or rooms or a Google connection, so you can have a Google connection in your office, plug a projector in, put it up on the screens, have a microphone, have some speakers, all sit round, 5 or 6 people around the screen, and hey ho, you've got a remote satellite event going on. And I'm wanting to see whether we can do that collectively so we all become part of this online space as an event taking place. So that's where I'm at the moment. And the next one I'm doing is for Pippa, which is the parents in the performing arts, which just seemed absolutely perfect because the one thing that a lot of parents, and especially performing arts parents, but any parents, they tend to find it very difficult to get to things because, I mean, I don't have kids and I find it difficult to often get to stuff because of commitments. If you've got the commitments of actually picking your kids up all the time and you're often in a routine which has been, you know, which is set by the agenda of what the children need to do, your life becomes about your kids. So this is just an opportunity for me to say to the establishment, look, it's great that you're acknowledging that parents in the performance arts need a dialogue, but that dialogue needs to happen outside of the conventional parameters of an event because they can't get there. So this Google Hangout, which there's one taking place on... Oh, there's some little duckies. I've just stopped and looked at by the side. There's some duckies. I'm going to have to take that photo as the photo that goes on the front of the audio boo, because I'm actually coming to the end of my audio boo walk where I prevent myself from rambling on further. So if you want to take part in one of these Google Hangouts, there's one taking place on Monday between 11:30 and 1:30. It's for equity members, but also we're holding it open to anyone who wants to come. In terms of the hangout, it will mean I'll just ask people to show their equity badges just so that I can see who's equity and who's not. Makes no difference if you're an equity member or not. Makes no difference if you have nothing to do with the performing arts or not. Please do come and experiment and log in, and I'd love to have your feedback about how you feel about participating with events online. If you tweet at PCM Creative, if I'm already following you, following back, do DM me with your Gmail address and I'll just invite you in, or email me, Twitter me, and I'll get in touch and find a way of getting a link to you, because it is a private link. That's for this Monday. And then stay tuned and look out for information about the next one, which is going to be on the 16th of October, which is the Parents in Performing Arts campaign launch, which is taking place at the Old Vic in London. But we are going to be plugging into that, and we're going to have a web camera looking in as one of the Google Hangout connections. I'm going to be down there in London, fingers crossed, and we're going to see if we can be part of that launch and be able to comment, be able to bring people who have attended physically to the periphery of the camera and see if we can have a chat with those people to sort of break down that digital physical barrier. So that's kind of what I'm looking to do, all about audiences. Love to know what you think about being audience. Are you an audience member and you've never worked in the industry of the arts and culture, theatre, television, or do you work in the industry and you've got a perspective about audience? It might be the fact that this may have been the first time that you've ever been made to actively think about it, because that's what happened for me. So I'm going to stop. The duckies have just got up, ready for their photographs. Thank you for listening. I'm at PCM Creative, and thank you.